friends. I'm your host, Meryl, and I want to welcome you to episode 7 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time, Charlotte tracked down the mad scientist who stole the dozing flute. He needed it to help visit his lost love who had been turned into a Yeti. Charlotte agreed to eventually return and help the mad scientist save his love in exchange for the flute. Now they're on their way to return the dozing flute to the Carpenter Fairies. Let's see what happens next, after a short break. Hello, friends! We're so glad you're enjoying Season 1 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on Season 2, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards Season 2. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there!
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Access big savings every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Story of Captain Charlotte, Chapter 7, The Energy Crystal. As before, the Carpenter Fairy's island was submerged when Charlotte returned. She dropped the ship's anchor, and the island rose back above sea level. Charlotte, Cressida, and Pinnock returned to the location where they last saw the Carpenter Fairies. As expected, the fairies hadn't moved. They remained lying in a big, sleepy, golden mass on the jungle floor. The same fairy from before, Chief Mary Pym, crawled to standing and floated over to Captain Charlotte.
Captain Charlotte, you've returned!
I have, and with the dozing flute, as promised. Charlotte presented the flute to Chief Mary Pym. When the Carpenter Fairy touched the flute, it shrunk down to the fairy's size.
The Carpenter Fairies will not forget this act of bravery, Captain Charlotte. After we rest, we will happily outfit your vessel for the next phase of your journey.
What exactly do you mean by outfit our vessel?
You can't expect to enter the Mystic Realm in any old ship. No. Modifications must be made. Fortunately for you, we Carpenter Fairies are very handy. But as I said, first, we must rest.
How long do you need to rest?
One sun cycle. Please, travel to a nearby island for some food and rest. When you return, we will be ready to assist you.
Okay then, we'll see you tomorrow. Charlotte and her crew set sail for the nearest populated island to do as Chief Mary Pym suggested. On their way, a brilliant wave of bright pink light shot high into the sky from a distant island.
What was that?
Never seen it before, but whatever it was, it must be powerful.
Pinnock, do we have enough provisions to stave off hunger for another day?
We do, Captain.
Very well, set a course for the island where that pink light came from. Someone may need our help. Pinnock did as instructed, and they sailed toward the distant island. They didn't reach the island until nightfall. To Charlotte's surprise and horror, they weren't the first to arrive. A large ship with black sails pummeled the island's seaside village with cannon fire. Charlotte grit her teeth in rage.
acid burned through her veins as she watched the pirate ship terrorize an innocent island village.
They haven't gone ashore yet. They want to cause chaos first.
Steer the ship outside cannon range and make sure they don't see us. We have to reach that village and evacuate anyone we can.
Aye, aye, Captain.
When Charlotte and her crew reached the opposite shore, they snuck through a dark forest into the village under siege. Fires from numerous huts and community buildings illuminated the scene. Villagers ran in all directions, trying to put out the flames while also caring for their injured loved ones. Among the violence, Charlotte noticed something about the villagers. They initially appeared human, but they all had horns like that of a ram on their heads. They were also much larger than anyone she'd ever seen before, standing at least a foot taller than the tallest person she'd ever met. Charlotte saw a villager tending to the wounds of another. She ran to him.
Sir, are you a doctor?
I am. Are you? I could use some help here.
No, but I have a ship. Just through those trees. Take your injured and tell anyone else who can run, and we'll sail you to safety.
You won't find any takers. We aren't nomads. This has been home to the Failings for generations. We'd rather die than leave. If you have any medical supplies, though, we'll take them.
We don't. All we can offer is safe passage to another island. Please, you have to come with us. Those pirates will slaughter you all.
Like I said, we aren't going anywhere. Hold this.
The doctor placed Charlotte's hand on the bandage that quickly bled through. The patient seemed to have passed out from the pain. More explosions rang out as cannonballs tore through the villagers' homes.
Why are they here? What do they want?
They're after the source of our village's power, our energy crystal. Energy crystals are extremely rare. It's why no one will leave.
Where is it?
Hidden, so outsiders can't steal it.
Please, I'm not trying to steal it. I need to see it so I can help get rid of those pirates.
It's true, we aren't thieves. Not anymore.
Pinnock, run to the ship and bring me the ditto plate, the one Krypta used to copy the dragon horn.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Doctor, we're merely trying to help. We have no use for an energy crystal. Do you truly trust us less than the pirates who are actively attacking your village?
The doctor paused to think. Charlotte was amazed at how calm and collected he appeared while cannonballs rained down around them. While they waited for the doctor to respond, Pinnock returned, out of breath and holding the ditto plate. The doctor looked up at Pinnock, then to Charlotte.
Very well, come with me.
Charlotte, Cressida, and Pinnock followed as the doctor ran away. They wove through alleys and ducked behind buildings to avoid the onslaught of cannonballs that tore apart the village. Eventually, they reached a small, unassuming hut at the edge of the village. The hut sat at the tree line away from the pirates' destruction. The doctor opened the hut door. Inside, the hut was completely charred and black. The thatch roof was blown open as if by a massive fire or cannon blast. Amid an ashen table on the ground laid a large, bright pink crystal that glowed with incredible power. Charlotte could feel the crystal's power in her chest.
What happened here?
They're here because of me. I was conducting experiments on the energy crystal, trying to increase its power output to support our growing island. But something went wrong. Shortly after I finished, a power surge exploded from the crystal.
The pirates saw the same pink energy blast we did.
Correct. I am responsible for this destruction.
I'm sure you're very sorry, but we don't have time for a sad boy party. Pinnock, the ditto plate.
Charlotte took the ditto plate from Pinnock and touched it to the energy crystal. The ditto plate immediately conjured an exact replica of the crystal, including its powerful glow. With a snap of her fingers, the crystal illusion disappeared.
Got it. Come on.
Charlotte and her crew ran back to their ship.
They were surprised to see the doctor behind them.
What are you doing?
If your plan works, those pirates will attack you with everything in their arsenal. I will heal any injuries that befall you or your crew.
Fine, come on then.
Charlotte's crew, along with the doctor, boarded the ship and set sail. Cressida, can you hit that pirate ship with an arrow from here?
Aye, Captain. Where do you want it?
Aim for the captain's head, but don't hit him. I just need their attention. Cressida did as ordered. Charlotte lost sight of the arrow as it flew through the dark night. However, she knew the arrow hit its mark when the pirate ship stopped firing cannonballs into the island. Charlotte held up the ditto plate. The energy crystal seemed to appear on the ditto plate. As before, it was identical to the real thing. A great clamor rose from the pirate ship as they scrambled to change course in pursuit of Charlotte.
All hands! Inbound vessel, full sail!
Charlotte's ship sped away from the island with the pirate ship on their tail. The pirate's larger ship gained quickly. Despite her incredible sails, the pirate ship had three masts to catch more wind and was soon in firing range. Arrows pummeled Charlotte's ship. Fortunately, they were still far enough away for the pirates to get a good shot.
Captain, they don't appear to have front-facing cannons, but those pirates will be on top of us any second. If they board us, we're finished. What should we do?
Charlotte held the compass around her neck, closed her eyes, and concentrated on the surrounding water. She needed to find some place where her ship could go and a large pirate ship couldn't. Suddenly, a vision of craggy rocks entered her mind. The way through the rocks was tight, exactly what she was looking for. Let's see how bad they want this crystal. Charlotte gripped the ship's wheel and turned toward the rocks. Cressida looked ahead through a telescope.
Captain, the water around those rocks is vicious. If we sail through there, we'll be smashed to pieces. What's your plan?
To not get smashed to pieces.
Charlotte navigated the ship into the field of rock formations, and the pirate ship followed.
Cressida, you're up. Aim at their ship and fire at will.
Aye, Captain.
Cressida unleashed every arrow in her quiver on the pirate ship. When she ran out of arrows, she collected all of the pirates' arrows that stuck in the ship and shot those too.
Captain, they're gaining on us!
Perfect. If there's one thing I know about pirates, it's that they have horrible tempers. Nice work, Cressida. As Charlotte predicted, the pirate ship increased speed and as a result had trouble navigating the rocky terrain. Large currents pummeled the pirate ship and jostled it to and fro. They shot more arrows at Charlotte's ship, but the pirate's unsteady course set the arrows on wild trajectories. Charlotte looked back as the pirate ship grazed a large black rock. The collision caused visible damage that left chunks of wood in the water. The pirates, obviously angered and embarrassed, turned their ship hard.
Captain, they're moving into cannon firing position.
Evasive action! Pinnock, tighten the sheet. We have to tack.
Captain, if we tack in this rock field, we'll lose our maneuverability.
It's our only chance to get out of range.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Pinnock bounded onto the side of the ship and pulled the halyard tight. Charlotte's ship tilted to the side as the sails caught a massive gust of wind that sent them rocketing forward. The pirate's cannonball missed the ship but hit a tall rock face. Exploded rock chunks rained down on Charlotte's ship. Charlotte looked back at the pirate ship. They were turning to pursue again. The doctor didn't miss a beat. He grabbed his medical bag and leapt into action at Pinnock's side. Blood ran down Pinnock's face from where a rock shard struck him. His leg also appeared limp and lifeless.
Can you move your leg? No, doctor.
The doctor moved with incredible skill to clean Pinnock's wound, bandage his head, and set his leg in a splint. He was truly skillful.
The doctor helped Pinnock to the ship's cabin. Meanwhile, Charlotte looked back at the pirate ship. They were gaining speed. She held up the ditto plate again to re-inspire the pirates. Up ahead, Charlotte saw a narrow passage between two huge rocks. She had an idea. Charlotte ran around the ship and loosened the sails.
Captain, what are you doing? We'll be sitting ducks.
For now.
The pirate ship gained on Charlotte's crew quickly, but she didn't raise the sails, not yet. Once she could make out the pirates' faces, she pulled the sails back into position.
The ship jerked forward through the narrow passage.
The pirate ship's momentum was too great. They tried to slow, but the violent water and their ship's size made stopping impossible. Charlotte didn't look back at the pirate ship as she sailed through the narrow passage, but from the sound, she knew their ship was destroyed. Charlotte navigated the ship from the rock field. The first thing she did once they reached calm waters was check on Pinnock.
How you doing, Pin?
I'm all right. The doctor fixed me up good. Leg hurts, but that's to be expected. I assume we lost the pirates?
They didn't make it out of the rock field. We wouldn't have made it out without your help. Thank you.
I was just following orders, Captain. How's our ship?
We took on some scrapes, but nothing critical. You just rest, all right?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Charlotte moved to return above deck, but Pinnock stopped her.
Captain, how do you know these waters so well? I thought you weren't from around here.
What do you mean?
Well, like my boat, and Crypt's castle, and the rock field. You knew exactly where they all were.
Charlotte considered Pinnock's question and how to answer it. He nearly gave his life in her service. She didn't want to lie to him. If he was to be her trusted first mate, Charlotte would need to be honest about everything. This compass. It belonged to my mother. The moment I touched it, I could sense things in the sea, things I needed. That's how I found the dragon horn. I just focused on the sound and the compass told me where to go. Just now, I asked the compass to help me lose the pirates, and it led me to the rock field. I don't know where its magic comes from. I just know it helps me.
Have you tried using it to find your parents?
That's the first thing I did after I realized its power, but the sea was silent. Pin, I'm sorry you got so hurt.
I'll be fine, Captain. All great adventures have a cost.
I suppose so. Now please, get some rest.
Aye, Captain.
Pinnock turned and closed his eyes as Charlotte returned above deck. Cressida and the doctor were having a lively conversation that Charlotte couldn't hear. The doctor, to Charlotte's surprise, was actually smiling. For some reason, she didn't expect to ever see that.
Thank you so much for your help, Doc. We'll have you home soon.
Captain, before we return to my island, I must say that I was very impressed by your tactics back there. Few sailors would take on a pirate ship of that size, let alone defeat it.
Thank you, Doctor. I have a great crew.
I agree. Your crew is exceptional, but they are still mortal, after all. It is my assessment that you could use a medical professional on board.
Oh. Are you volunteering?
My people are safe now, but they will need time to forgive my careless actions. As a token of my gratitude, I would like to humbly offer my medical services to you.
Doctor, I'm honored by your offer, but I must tell you, we're headed to treacherous reaches of this realm and possibly others. There are unimaginable dangers ahead. Does that dissuade you?
Captain, the unknown does not frighten me.
Very well. Welcome to our crew. What do you need?
For the time being, my medical bag contains all that I require. However, when we have room for a proper medical bay, I'll need to visit a merchant island to procure additional equipment and supplies.
What do you mean, when we have room for a medical bay?
You speak of traveling between realms and meeting untold dangers. As your crew expands to match your ambitions, you'll outgrow this ship. When that time comes, you'll need a designated area to treat the sick and injured.
Charlotte listened to and considered the doctor's words as she looked out at the sea. It was impossibly vast and filled with both adventure and danger. Every new crew member she brought aboard opened the door to greater expeditions. But for now, Charlotte's sole purpose was to find her parents. She held the star egg in her hand and moved it up to catch the new daylight. Where are you taking me, Mother? And what will I find when I get there?
Okay, so much for eating and resting. But Charlotte did pick up another crew member, one who's already proved to be very useful. That energy crystal detour took up a whole sun cycle, so now it's time for Charlotte's crew to head back to the Carpenter Fairies. The fairies said they would outfit her vessel for travel to the Mystic Realm. I wonder what that means. I can't wait to share that with you when we return with Episode 8 next week. The story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl. If you liked what you heard, please help us out by following our show and leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.